And he come on down to 10. He said, oh, I'm just dust and ashes. Will you for 10? The Lord said, no, won't do it for 10. And Abraham left off communing with God. And the Bible said God went up from Abraham. But the next chapter, 19, when God destroyed the city because there were not 10 righteous people in it, he said, I'm going over and find out. Well, he had a mess over there, homosexuals and fornicators of every ungodly ilk and breed and creed. I'll tell you, it was a mess. God said, I'm going to have to destroy it. And those angels talked to Lot. And Lot had lived so close to the world. And the Bible said in 2 Peter 2 that he was a just man. God delivered just Lot. But he didn't deliver his family. If you get any pleasure out of that kind of a life, you come up and tell me about it, and I'll rebuke the devil out of you. You just live good enough so you can get by. You got to live good enough to get your family by. God have mercy. Living good enough where you can be like Lot. Well, I'll make it somehow, and you lose your wife, and you lose your children, you lose your grandchildren, you lose everything but yourself, your skin. That ain't nothing to rejoice about in eternity. God have mercy sakes in this world. What a mess to wind up in. Just because we want to fool around and live so close to the world like old Lot setting a gate of the city, lose our family, lose everybody around us. Then we wind up in heaven. That'll be some mess, won't it? Get up there and think about all your stupidity for a long time. In Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 36, Jesus saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That's what God's people looks like today. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are not very many, or few. They're few and far between. Now he said, here's what your prayer ought to be, disciples. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Then over to Luke, the 13th chapter. The words of Jesus Christ. Verse 23. One said unto Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said to them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in. Seek and not be able. I'm going to tell you, just your little puny seeking is not going to get you in that strait gate. That minority is few, folks. It's not all this mass out here. One sister says them charismatics, and all this here malarkey, a hooping, hollering, falling out on their backs and screaming and yelling and singing praises and won't suffer his reproach. No, that's not it. All this television religion. God have mercy sakes, what a mess. Jesus said, many will seek to enter in at that straight gate. But they won't be able, and I'm telling you, if you get to heaven, you're going to strive to enter in. Striving? You ever seen anybody get their car stuck, and they had to be somewhere at a certain time, and they got out there, and they just kind of pushed like you would. The battery's dead in your garage someday when you didn't have to go somewhere, and you just pushed on the old thing a little bit. But you let somebody really get in a mess, and you see both legs behind them, you see them out like this here, and boy, they're grunting and groaning, and their muscles are bulging, and they're straining every nerve and cell and muscle in their body to get that car unstuck or out of its condition in which it can't run. That's what the Lord's talking about. That little seeking, oh, well, I just hope that I'll make it in after a while. You're not going to make it. Do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you believe some stupid preacher that tells you all you got to do is just believe? Jesus didn't say that. Believing means that you take some activity to fulfill your responsibility to the Word of God that says unless you repent, you'll perish. Unless you strive, you won't make it. Now that's believing. When you really believe something, you're going to push and grunt and groan to get there, to get the job done, to enter in. All right? Jesus said, strive. That means put on an extreme effort. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. They won't get in that straight gate. When once the master of the house is risen up and is shut to the door and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you're not whence you are. I don't know where you came from. Then you'll begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and you've taught in our streets. And he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers, all iniquity. Religious people that didn't strive and clean up their lives and repent, get sin out of their life, get the love of God in their heart, sell their surplus and put it and invest it into the work of God, hanging on to their money. What a fool! God spoke about fools. He warned about being foolish. Not the man says, oh, I'll tear down my barns and build greater. I'll say to thy soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years, take ye ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God that night said, you fool! Your soul shall be required of thee tonight. Then who's going to spend that money that you have saved up? You need to tell me somebody's not a fool to save up a bunch of money and go off to leave it to another bunch of fools. I don't care what you think. I know what the Bible says. God, have mercy. I tell you, I don't know you, you workers of iniquity, and you'll be weeping and gnashing your teeth, he says. And here's what God's going to let the religious people do. See Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets sitting up there in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out, pushed out of that kingdom. God don't want you in there unless you've got your heart. Oh, Lord, I was saving it. Oh, Lord, I was investing. Oh, Lord, I was getting security. Security. Where'd you ever read that in the Bible? Now, some old foolish preacher might have told you that, but you didn't read it in the Bible. And they'll come from the east, from the west, the north, and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God, that little flock. God says, I'll give you the kingdom. And behold, there are last which shall be first in this order. In God's kingdom, it's going to be an inverted order, what you see now. The big shots are going to be last, and the little shots are going to be first. See, we got to recognize the fact where our responsibility lay and keep that responsibility. Discharge it faithfully to God. And we heard the scripture quoted a while ago by Brother Brown, Proverbs 20 and verse 6. Most all men, most every man will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find him? Where can you find a faithful man? Boy, they're not very plentiful, I'll tell you that right now. But there's a reward for being faithful. You ever hear that scripture over in Psalm 101, verse 6, says, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. God's eyes are going to be upon the faithful of the land as this storm, the gathering storm we're approaching of God's judgments descends upon this nation in the form of terrorism, plagues, pestilence, diseases, earthquakes, all these other tragical events that's going to shape the destiny of the millions and billions on this planet. In fact, you read over there in Isaiah the 24th chapter, where it goes on and said, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and turneth it upside down and scattereth abroad the inhabitants of the earth. He says, as it is with the buyer, so it is with the seller. As with the lender, so it is with the borrower. And he goes on, he said, the whole earth is dissolved and burned, and few men are left. God's going to have to destroy people out of this world as sinners that's creating these problems for him. And the whole promise is that God's little flock are going to be left here to inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise God. You may not own much real estate now, but if you serve God or in God's faithful little flock and that holy remnant, then you can be part of those that inherit this earth. In that little old house or trailer and car and little thing you're investing into will look like a stinking garbage pile beside what God has provided and laid up in store for those that love him and are faithful to him. You got your heart in God's hands where he can turn it like he turned the heart of Abraham.
This is the